Aware of your experience, recognizing what is obvious, perhaps at times. A little less effort may be needed. Just simply recognizing the moment to moment experience. What is actually happening? Body sensations. Sounds. Emotions, thoughts, maybe at times recognizing the recognition. Noticing how the mind recognizes the sounds, the body sensations, the emotions. Thoughts. Maybe at times recognizing the pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral quality of what's happening. What is awareness? Receiving. There's a little more momentum of mindfulness. We may naturally start noticing the relationships between experiences, how they affect each other, how they condition each other, how they shape each other. The recognition of a body sensation an association with that, an emotion that follows. The emotion in turn shaping experience in the body. A sound arising, a feeling tone with that sound, a perception of what it is. A relationship, liking or not liking. Wanting or not wanting, all of this happening, aware, it's just a happening, it can be known, received as simply an arising experience. Allowing the nature of experience to reveal itself. At times, we may also notice the changing nature of experience. That it arises and ceases, arises, persists, and ceases. At times, the awareness attunes to the changing nature of experience. Different ways that might happen. You might notice a tension shift from one experience to another experience. Change of attention. Not the change of the experience itself, but that the attention shifts from one thing to another. As there's a little more settledness, there can be the noticing of what seems to be change within an experience. A sound, for instance, getting stronger and then weaker, or fluctuating, intensifying, reducing, intensifying, reducing. Or with body sensation, maybe a pulsing quality of a sensation. Many ways it's helpful, not so much to try to see this, but relax and receive experience. And maybe have a slight curiosity. How is change showing up? Might at times notice an experience pop into being suddenly. Disappear suddenly. Every experience has this nature. Every sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, anything arising in the mind. Thoughts, perceptions, feelings, feeling tone. At times there might be a feeling of a kind of a stopping in this flow of experience. That too can be noticed. Stopping is happening. Maybe at times some aspects of experience feel like they're flowing and changing, and others feel pretty solid. Noticing that solidity, what is that experience? That feeling. Curious. Aware of this human experience, sound, body sensation. Feeling tone, perceptions, recognitions. Mental activity, thinking. And allowing the nature of that experience to reveal itself. The impermanent nature. The conditioned nature. Receiving. Everything included. Everything included. to move in the direction of freedom, release from our habits of craving, of greed, aversion, delusion. The teachings encourage us to recognize the impermanent nature of experience, the unreliable nature of experience, the not self nature of experience. These three, anicca, dukkha, anatta, impermanent, unreliable, not self, are often called the three characteristics of experience. That phrasing comes from the later tradition. It makes it sound like the, you know, in a way, it can sound like it's attributing something to the nature of reality. And it may be true. Physics certainly is discovering at a very deep level the completely changing nature of things at a very deep level. And yet what the Buddha encouraged, the language the Buddha used around these three, he used two kinds of phrases in terms of supporting our practice. He said that we should observe experience as impermanent, observe experience as unreliable, observe the unreliable nature of experience, observe the not-self nature of experience. And he also used the phrase, in terms of practice, he said, cultivate the perception of impermanence. Cultivate the perception of unreliability. Cultivate the perception of not self. Pointing to that all we actually experience is the constructions in this body and mind. And that sometimes what our minds do is perceive the solidity of experience, and we could say misperceive the solidity of experience, misperceive that experience is reliable, misperceive that there is a self, misperceive the experience as being self. And so in our experience, in our recognizing of experience, noticing what's happening, he's pointing to cultivating the perception, cultivating these perceptions. Experience can be recognized in this way. To me, this points to something potentially about what the Buddha was teaching. He wasn't, in my understanding, he wasn't pointing to or asking us to try to understand some nature of reality in the external world, what is actually out there, but rather to understand our own experience and the purpose of that understanding is to free the mind from clinging, to free the mind from suffering. And so these perceptions, cultivating these perceptions is useful to free the mind. In particular, it feels like he really highlighted, cultivate the perception of impermanence. Over and over again, cultivate that perception. Notice that experience does not have stability. Sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, coming and going. Things in the mind, thoughts, feelings, perceptions, emotions, coming and going. The process of craving believes there is something stable to land on, to hold to. The process of clinging thinks there's, has that kind of delusion in there. Thinks there is something stable. And so cultivating the perception of impermanence. Begins to undermine that belief. As the mind aligns itself with this recognition of the impermanent nature of experience. It really starts to get that it doesn't make any sense to cling. As Gil pointed out the other day, what we end up clinging to, what the clinging actually clings to or tries to cling to, is a perception, is a recognition, an idea. And the interesting thing about ideas is that the mind can stabilize ideas in experience for some time. It can create and hold a perception as if it's a thing. And then that's where the clinging starts to believe there is a thing to cling to. And in particular, there was an encouragement to cultivate, recognize the impermanent nature of feeling tone. a pleasant, unpleasant, neutral aspect of experience. Partly, perhaps, because this is a feeling tone at a very deep level in our minds, a very deep level in the processes of body and mind. Not seeing the impermanent nature of feeling tone, the habit of craving springs from that. The habit of clinging springs from craving. And again, when we recognize feeling like an airy bubble, feeling like a water bubble, reach out to cling, it bursts. There's nothing that we can cling to in feeling. And that, with that, the wisdom, the development of the understanding that the mind can't cling to feeling, the wisdom reduces the or bursts the bubble of the belief in craving that I could cling to feeling. The belief there is something to cling to, something there. And in our practice, remember to keep it simple. Just noticing experience as it shows up, as it passes away, changing experience, arising, persisting, and ceasing.